This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who said I love you first in your relationship? 314-531-9898. I started thinking about this because Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are kind of all over doing press because she got a new album coming out. He produced it. They're engaged. And they were talking about who said I love you first. And everyone was surprised that Selena Gomez had said I love you first. But I love the way and when she said I love you first to Benny Blanco.
She said it first.
Honestly, pray tell, give me the backstory here.
No, the first time she said it, okay, she had, when we first started dating, she had hand surgery and she was coming out of anesthesia. And she just goes, I love you. And I said, what? And she goes, I love you. And
I said, I don't, I don't remember.
I was like, go back to bed.
Adorable. Anyone say I love you and it wasn't like over the top romantic. It was like after anesthesia. It was in a really relaxed setting. It was no like fireworks. It was just like, I think I just got a true authentic look at love. Like I just feel it. 314-531-9898. I think it's interesting that Selena said it too, because I feel like most men usually say it first. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Actually, in every relationship I've ever been in, I'm the one to say it first.
Actually, that doesn't surprise me.
No, that shouldn't come to a surprise, but I like for stuff to be on like my terms, and I would rather like think it and say it first. I don't know.
I'm the opposite, where I will never say it first.
Never.
No,
never.
What? That's what you feel.
Mm. Yeah, but then in the back of my head, I'm always going to be thinking, well, if they said I love you too, is it because they felt obligated to say that? Because I know people who have felt obligated and didn't love that person and said I love you anyway.
I think you would know. Don't you know
you
if someone loves
know.
You?
You would know.
No?
Yes, you do.
I feel like if someone loves you, you should know.
I thought someone loved me and he didn't. So
you can't trust your instincts, you're saying. I can trust in my instincts.
So that's why I will not say it first.
Alex, you're engaged. Who said I love you first?
I believe I did, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember the moment?
Yeah, we were sitting at kind of like a table. It was just like us two outside on a patio. I can't remember specifically where we were.
But
it was like a nice day. I remember it being outside, and I was like, I think for a second I was like, I think... And then I was like, nah, never mind. I'm not going to say it. And then I went back and said it.
So yours was kind of like a romantic moment. Do you remember when you said I love you, Kevin?
I'm sure I said it like when she answered the phone and said, you know, I was like,
hi,
hey.
My name's Sarah.
She's like, hey, I love you.
Will you marry me?
Yeah, you picked up the phone.
Exactly. No, I'm sure that there was definitely, I knew, and I'm sure I said it when we had come back to my house. I was in my mom's house where I had this room of all these G.I. Joes, and I go, I got to show you something.
No way.
Got to show you something in this room.
And she didn't run.
And she didn't run.
So you're like, I love you. Let's see if this will scare
exactly.
you now.
That's sweet.
Exactly.
That was like a big milestone for you to let her in the G.I. Joe room.
You just kept pouring it out though, to really see if she was in it or not. Tested it. So for like me, it's different because my wife and I were high school sweethearts. So like I didn't say I love. I'm a firm believer. I only wanted to say it once and mean it once. And
doesn't always work out that way, even if you want it to, though,
yeah.
I mean, that's like, whatever.
So,
okay. Pick me.
I thought the same thing.
Everybody only wants to say it once.
Yeah. Well, I did. So I waited for a long time. It took me 2 years to say it. But we were like 18 when we started dating. Our seniors in high school. I feel like you shouldn't be throwing out I love yous when you're a senior in high school. That's my opinion. So I don't think
Oh, I did.
Well, I know you did. You said I love you to like the mailman. The guy walks in. I love you. You gave me mail. I'm in love with him. We had a connection.
Sorry, I have a big heart, okay?
314-531-9898. Who said I love you first? Was it this big romantic moment, or was it something super casual? 314-531-9898. We're talking about love. Love hearing your love stories while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. I love that Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, I'm just obsessed with them as a couple. They're the cutest thing in the world to me, and they're on like this big press tour because she has an album coming out. He produced it, and I think everyone was shocked given the fact that like Selena Gomez is like a billionaire and Benny Blanco is like, you look like he woke up from a frat party, threw out a robe. Like he doesn't, he looks like he's definitely.
I think it's money that people are shocked by.
I think he's not the best looking person, yes. And I just think.
I feel bad saying that.
No, I do. If anyone looked at them as a couple.
Probably not.
Let's be honest. Yep. Everyone's thinking, who's reaching and who's settling here? And it was Selena Gomez who said, I love you first. And she did it in the cutest way possible.
She said it first. Honestly.
Pray tell, give me the backstory here.
No, the first time she said it, okay, she had, when we first started dating, she had hand surgery and she was coming out of anesthesia. And she just goes, I love you. And I said, what? And she goes, I love you. And I said,
I don't remember.
I was like, go back to bed.
I love those stories.
I love how excited he still sounds to talk
about.
Yeah, yes. He sounds super giddy.
And then they had like a romantic moment where he talks about like she said it first again while they're laying in bed and that she stole his moment from him. He was about to say it and then she goes, I love you. He goes, I was just going to say it. Like, I love these
stories.
Sure,
he was.
314-531-9898. I believe that he was going to say it. This is goes back to AB's paranoia. AB will never say I love you first.
Mm-hmm. I won't.
Because you think what?
I'll be afraid that they're going to say it back out of obligation. So we got a text rebuttaling that. It says, so AB, if you don't say it first, what do you do when he says it? Do you say it back? How does he know that you're not just saying it to be nice?
Good question.
I mean, I'm never going to say it out of obligation.
You would never? So if someone said I love you.
I would feel so bad. I would have like the worst pit in my stomach. I could not like continue. No.
What is your response? So we're 7 months dating and I say I love you. What do you say back?
It took you 7 months?
I don't know. Like, dang you.
Is that a long time?
Wow. I don't know. I thought it wasn't a long time. It ain't
being fun. I don't think that's a long time. Shows
the
from
science.
What I've seen.
What
science is fake. It says like if you're not in love within the first 3 months, then like there's something
wrong.
Oh,
whatever.
My God. No science. Way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Science.
Let's go to Mary. Mary, who said I love you first? How did you know? Did science tell you?
No, so the first time we said I love you, my husband and I, now husband, were out day drinking together, and
best time.
I made a hilarious joke, obviously, and he laughed and was like, ha, 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 I love you, but I didn't hear him.
I feel like it always goes that way.
So I know he didn't hear me, so then a couple months later, actually it might have been a couple weeks, I said it first, and he goes, oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God, because you remember I said it and you didn't hear it, and then you didn't respond. You pulled an AB and didn't respond to me, mm-hmm. and I just panicked. Yep. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Crystal, who said I love you first and what happened?
My husband definitely said it first.
Okay.
We actually got pregnant on a one-night stand, and we're going through some complications pretty early on. And in the midst of everything, it was a really hard day, and he just looked up and he said, I love you.
That's so sweet.
And we've been married 8 years now and have two kids. So.
Do you feel like that was a turning point when he said that? Like, okay, and then we're both in this from the one-night stand to this moment where you guys knew you were in love?
Yep. Yep. I knew he stood by me, and that was the greatest thing ever.
Were you guys like the inspiration for that movie Knocked Up? Like, this journey point, and it all works out. Like, look at it. They made it, guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did make it out of it pretty good. So, you know, we were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, there you go.